You are listening to Radio Maria Canada. We now present Seedlings.
Boys and girls, welcome to another episode of Seedlings. I'm your host, Monica, and I'm so happy to be here with you today and praise God. Boys and girls, today we're going to learn about how Saul became Paul. But first, what do all good days begin with? A prayer. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Come on, Jesus. Come on to our show today so that we can learn to love, to share, and to play nicely. Mother Mary, pray for us. We love you. Thank you for saying yes to God. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Boys and girls, this is the Bible story of Saul to Paul. Here we go. Saul was a bully. He hated anyone who was a Christian. And a Christian is someone who believes that Jesus Christ is God and Lord of their lives. Saul wanted all Christians thrown in jail. But God had other plans for Saul. Even though Saul was a mean person, God loved him and had a big surprise for him. Saul had been ordered to go to Damascus. He smiled slyly to himself. If any Christians lived in Damascus, he would find them, and he would take them to jail. He had arrested Christians 100 times before. Suddenly, a swirl of dust blew up from the road. Saul was on his horse, on his way to Damascus. Saul covered his eyes with his arm. "Storm's coming up!" he shouted to his men. Crash! Flash! Kabash! Saul fell to the ground. A blinding light exploded around him, and a strong voice spoke to him. "Saul! Saul! Why do you hurt me?" Saul rubbed his eyes. He couldn't see anyone. "Who are you?" Saul said. "I am Jesus," the voice said. "I am not dead. I am very much alive, and I have plans for you. Go into the town and wait." Saul and his men were speechless. They could not hear the voice, but they couldn't see anyone. Saul waved his hand in front of his face. "My eyes! I can't see! Someone get me up!" Saul ordered. Because he could not see, Saul's men led him by the hand into Damascus. There Saul waited and prayed. He wasn't mean or bad anymore. God had touched Saul's heart. A man named Ananias was in Damascus. Ananias loved Jesus. God told Ananias to go to Saul and pray so that he might see again. But Lord, Ananias said, Saul is a mean man. I'm afraid of him. God said to Ananias, I have chosen Saul to bring my story to many people. I have a plan for him. So Ananias obeyed God and went and found Saul just as God had said. Ananias prayed for Saul, and Saul was filled with God's Holy Spirit, the Helper. Suddenly, Saul could see again. Ananias told Saul that God had a job for him. Saul was to tell people about Jesus. That was his job in his life. Saul was baptized, and his name was changed to Paul. Paul served God for the rest of his life. He became a friend of Jesus and told many people how Jesus changed his heart. Boys and girls, pretend that you are Saul. Shut your eyes. Have a friend carefully lead you around your house or yard, and then switch places and trust that friend. Boys and girls, what an incredible story. What incredible grace from God, a blessing for Saul, who was such a sinner. Then Jesus, by his power, changed Saul into Paul because he changed his heart. Saul wasn't mean anymore. He was so kind and full of love, full of the Holy Spirit. And he preached and shared the good news of Jesus to the whole world. Thank you, God.
Hey, let me say,
I'm trading my soul. I'm trading my shame.
Yeah.
boys and girls, now we're going to listen to the five-finger prayer of Pope Francis. I hope you enjoy it as much as I do.
The five-finger prayer. Thumb. Your thumb is the closest to you. Pray for those closest to you, your loved ones. For example, mom, dad, grandmother, grandfather. Who will you pray for? Pointer. The pointer finger reminds us of those who instruct. Pray for those who teach, instruct, and heal. For example, teachers, doctors, and ministers. Who will you pray for? Tallest. The tallest finger reminds us of our leaders, those who are in charge. Pray for important leaders in your life. For example, officers and school principal. Who will you pray for? Ring. Did you know that the ring finger is our weakest finger? Pray for those who are weak, poor, in trouble, or sick. Who will you pray for? Pinky. The pinky is the smallest finger. Pray for your needs last, because your prayers should be more about others. What will you pray for? Palm. Give thanks for all of the blessings you have been given. What are you thankful for?
Dear God, thank you for loving me and giving me your all. When I grow up, I will still be serving you. I want to know you more. I want to love you more. I'll never forget you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Girls, let's shake things up a bit now. Let's do a warm-up. It's called the Holy Spirit warm-up. Wherever you are, boys and girls, let's get our bodies moving. Can you clap 10 times for the Almighty Father? Ready? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Great! Can you stomp your feet for the Son, Jesus Christ, Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Awesome. And can you wiggle your body for the Holy Spirit? Are you ready? Let's wiggle. Boys and girls, we're going to play our final song and we want you to wiggle. Girls, I hope you enjoyed this episode as much as I enjoyed being here with you all today, learning about St. Paul. Until next time, I'm Monica. See you later. Bye.
have been listening to Seedlings here on Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. You can tweet us at Radio Maria Can or email seedlings@radiomaria.ca.